I'm David Dye. This is The World Cafe. I've tried him in the morning. Mavis Staples' Earthy Contralto helped move the Staples singers from gospel into mainstream R&B. It's a voice that Bob Dylan has praised, Prince has recorded, and Ludacris and Ice Cube have sampled. The Staples singers began with father and patriarch Roebuck, a.k.a. Pop Staples. Pop started performing gospel in his native Mississippi before moving north to Chicago in the mid-30s. As Mavis tells it, Pops couldn't rely on all the members of his Chicago group, the Trumpet Jubilees, to show up for rehearsal, but he could always count on perfect attendance from his children. The first song he taught them was Will the Circle Be Unbroken. It bore Pops' southern signature.
That's Pops' family sound. You know, there were 14 of them. And he gave us the voices that they would sing. And, of course, you know, then Pops was playing the blues on his guitar.
Mavis Staples was only 8. She was so young she didn't even qualify for junior choir. It's something she still regrets.
You know, I did a Cosby show. And so they had a choir singing behind me. And Cosby didn't want me to have a robe. And I said, no, man. So they had to get me a robe. That was my only time to sing in a choir.
Mavis may have missed out on choir, but she did make her way through the Midwest, performing in churches with Pops and older siblings Cleotha and Purvis. When Mavis was still a teenager in the 1950s, the family won a contract with the VJ label and cut their first gospel hit, Uncloudy Day. The following decade, the Staples singers became activists. They began to cover the protest music of contemporary folk artists. Their rootsy gospel found a home in the civil rights movement. Mavis and her family met Dr. Martin Luther King one evening at his Montgomery, Alabama church.
Dr. King was a young man. Ms. Coretta King was in the choir. And after the service, Dr. King would stand at the back door and shake hands with all of the worshipers, you know. And I noticed he and Pop stood there and talked a while. So we got back to the hotel. Pops called us to his room. And he told us, he said, listen, you all, I really like this man's message. And I think if he can preach that, we can sing it.
That's when the Staples singers began to write freedom songs. March Up Freedom's Highway, When Will We Be Paid for the Work We've Done, and Dr. King's favorite, Why Am I Treated So Bad?
Why am I treated so bad?
Shortly afterwards, the Staples singers made another transition, signing with Stax Records and injecting funk into what they referred to as message songs. Mavis and the family cracked the top 40 charts 8 times, much to the dismay of some churchgoers. Their biggest hit was I'll Take You There.
We had to do so many interviews explaining, you know, I'll take you there. We're talking about taking you to heaven. I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. Ain't no smiling faces lying to the racist. You know, so where else could that be that we're taking you but to heaven?
Heaven, maybe. But with that sultry delivery, it's easy to understand why some thought that Mavis had another destination in mind. Still, the performer says she never saw any contradiction singing secular music because she infused it with the same energy that sprang from her early gospel training. And while her primary commitment was always to the group, Mavis did record some solo works, including a record of love songs called Only for the Lonely in 1970. At the time, she was going through a divorce and wanted to share the pain of love gone bad with other women.
I'm not perfect, oh, and I know it's true.
The Staples singers' music spanned a half century. Now in her 60s, Mavis is pretty much on her own, and she's doing well. In 2003, she won a Grammy for a gospel duet she performed with longtime friend and one-time flame, Bob Dylan.
Hey, girl.
Mavis, I've had the blues.
Oh, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me you got the blues.
Mm-hmm. I've been up all night laying in bed, had insomnia, reading Snooze Week.
Oh, Snooze Week. That ain't gonna get rid of no blues.
Mavis Staples' most recent album is Have a Little Faith. With tonsil surgery and the removal of polyps behind her, she says her voice is a little higher now. But the Staples family message of hope remains unchanged.
Oh, Lord, it's a quest to find the place that'll show you the sun. Because it's only time before you start.
Our Black History Month profile of Mavis Staples. More to come as the month progresses.